A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubis Kuf Gimel, Ksubis 103b, pagination 206. We're dealing with the succession planning of Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the codifier of the Mishnah. When he was Nifter, right before he was Nifter, he shared certain ideas with those around him. For example, starting from the top line, Shimon b'ni Chacham, Shimon my son, is the wise one, he's smart, he's capable, but Gamliel b'ni Nasi, nevertheless, my son Gamliel should be the Nasi. And Chanina bar Chama yeshe barosh, and Rabbi Chanina should become the Rosh Hashiva. So the question, of course, is, why is he mentioning that his son Shimon is indeed the Chacham, but Gamliel, his son, should become the Nasi? So the Gemara explains that Gamliel was the older one, Shimon was the younger one. The younger one was indeed a bigger Chacham, but Rabbi Gamliel was qualified sufficiently to be able to get the position. And the description is, Memale Makam Avosav Have, he fulfilled the requirements to fill his father's position, even though he didn't fill it in Chachma. The son Shimon would have filled that better, but Beyiras Chet, in fear of heaven, he did filled the position, and therefore he was the one appointed. We have this concept even today that certain leaders, I heard it about a governor who commented that she can't even understand how a person can be in public office in a high position and not believe in God. She says, you're running the state, you're doing everything, everyone's answerable to you. It's clear that if you don't want to become corrupt, you need to believe in a higher power. And on some level, that's a piece of what's being described over here, that Rabbi Gamliel was recognized as Beyiras Chet Memale Makam Avosav Have, and therefore he was appointed. Now, Rebbe also said that they should appoint Rabbi Chanina as Rosh Hashiva. So the Gemara tells us, Chanina bar Chama yeshe barosh, he should be appointed, lo kibel Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina did not accept. Shehaya Rav Efes gadol mimenu shtei shanim u'mechtza, because Rav Efes was older than him by 2.5 years. Now, it's interesting that such things still matter when you're 50, 60, or 70, and he's being appointed, but someone else is older than him, and therefore he doesn't want to take it. Yosef Rabbi Efes Bereisha, so instead, Rabbi Efes got the position. V'yosef Rabbi Chanina Ivroi, and Rabbi Chanina would sit outside. It wasn't appropriate for him to be inside. He's not really a student of Rav Efes. So he sat outside. He's still in the place that the scholars were congregating. V'asa Levi V'yosef Gabei, and Levi, another great scholar, came and sat with him as a chavrusa. Noch nafshe de Rav Efes, eventually Rav Efes passed away. V'yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, and Rabbi Chanina got the position as Rosh Hashiva, head of the academy. V'lohava le'levi inish l'mesev gabei, and Levi did not have a chavrusa anymore. V'ka'asa le'bavel, and he came to Babylonia to seek out a location, a place that he should fit in, he should have a study partner. V'ayinu da'amri le'rav, this is what they told Rav. In Bavel, Gavra Rabba Ikla Lenahar Da'a, a great person had come to Nahar Da'a, And Rav's response was, when he heard that Levi was here, Shema Mino, he realized right away, Noch Nafshe de Rav Ephes, Rav Ephes was Nifte, V'yosef Rav Chanina Bereisha, and Rav Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva, V'la'avele le'Levi Inish le'mesev Gabei, and Levi didn't have a Chavrusa anymore, V'ka'asa, and that's why he's coming. Rav figured it all out right away, just from that one piece of information, that Levi was here. Asks the Gemara, Ve'emi Rav Chanina noch nafshe. Why couldn't it be that Rav Chanina, his Chavrusa, is the one who died? Rav Ephes could Yosef Yosef, and Rav Ephes was still Rosh Hashiva. How did he know this domino thing that Rav Ephes was Nifta, and Rav Chanina took his place, and Levi was therefore available? How do you know all that? And the Gemara answers, Kevin de Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Yeshe Barosh, if Rebbe on his deathbed declared that Rabbi Chanina should become the Rosh Hashiva, Lo Sagi de Lo Molech, can't be that such words were stated by Rebbe and they didn't find their mark. Dechsiv Behu B'Tzadikim, because it's written about Tzadikim, V'Tigzer Omer V'Yakom Lach, that what they say makes an impact. Asks the Gemara, there was another Torah scholar who should have been eligible to become the Rosh Hashiva. V'ha'ave Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was also a great Torah scholar. And why wasn't he eligible? And you'll see the Gemara, two lines into the widest lines, gives a remarkable response. Rabbi Chiya osik b'mitzvahs hava. Rabbi Chiya was known for doing mitzvahs. Later the Gemara develops it and it explains that he was a marbitz Torah. He was an expert in Jewish education, and that's the mitzvah that the Gemara describes. He would go to different towns that were weak in Torah, and he would teach different students different sections and then tell them to teach each other what they learnt. And perhaps the most remarkable thing is that the kids did, and he had that influence. For Rebbe Sava lo apagrei, and Rebbe thought, I don't want to interrupt him, I don't want to disturb him from his success in doing mitzvahs, and apparently if he would become the Rosh Hashiva, it would disturb him from his task. So just to review the concepts in this Gemara, we have a lot of personalities that can just pass you by in the Talmud, but they're very here, very real over here, described to us. Rebbe, the codifier of the Mishnah, had two sons that are mentioned here, Shimon and Gamliel. Shimon, the younger one, great scholar. Gamliel, the older one, was appointed because he qualified, even though he wasn't as big a scholar, but in Yiras Chet he qualified, and that was what they were looking for and appointed him as such. We also meet the Rosh Hashiva designated as Rabbi Chanina. But Rav Ephes was older, and therefore he yielded the position to Rav Ephes. Levi, another great scholar mentioned in different places, paired up with Rabbi Chanina. And when Rabbi Chanina did eventually get the position, Levi goes to Bavel and encounters the perspective of Rav, almost expecting him to show up because he knew that Rabbi Chanina would eventually get the position. And we also meet Rabbi Chiya, who was known for his greatness, and on some level, precisely because of his greatness, he was not appointed as Rosh Hashiva. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.